I feel sorry for that little search box in the top right-hand corner of your website. It gets so neglected, doesn't it? And it's such an important piece of functionality. It's very strange. Something like 50% of people will go to a search box before they'll go to navigation. People like search. They like using search. Google is an example of how much people like using search. But internal site search is never as good as Google, is it? And why is that? Well, the reason is we don't invest in our search on our website. It's the neglected child of our website. And we need to do something about that. And there's loads of stuff that we can do in regards to improving the accuracy of our search results and improving the layout and the usability and just tons. Far too much for me to talk about in an audio boo. But what I do want to talk about is what happens when no results are returned. That's the worst case scenario. The worst thing that can happen is you come back with nothing and the user is left at a dead end. What do you show the user at that point? It's an important thing to think about, and so many sites don't address this properly. So some of the things that you need to be doing is, first of all, you need to ask yourself, well, why are no results being returned? Is it that the user has entered nothing into the search box, in which case they're going to need some help about how to do a search because they're not understanding it for whatever reason, or so you need to kind of explain the search process to them. Alternatively, they might have just misspelt something. So you need to, ideally, what you need to do is look, add into your search algorithm all kinds of common misspellings and automatically correct the spelling and return results accordingly. At the very least, you need to say, hey, did you spell that right? In order to prompt them in the right direction. If they still come up with no results, maybe that they've entered something that you just don't have information for on the site, you need to do things like you need to put your popular pages on the site. You need to refer them to other information rather than leave them at a dead end. You also need to consider putting a contact us form on there. Hey, this information that you're looking for isn't available. Why not get in touch? So there is stuff that you can do. I would also encourage you to make sure that if you get every search query that returns no results catalogued and sent to you in some kind of way. So you can see what holes there are in your site. If users are typing in something and getting no results back, you want to know about that because you want to plug that gap. So there you go, a few very basic little thoughts on search that might help you.